So GM revealed that the company will offer 30 all-electric model vehicles by the middle of this decade. So when I told you guys, the entire strategy of when you're looking at a space, a sector, you want to invest in the top three and ideally get into the top two. So if Tesla is the preeminent leader in EV, who would be second? And I've said for a while now, GM has been doing great things. Ford, not so much. Even though the Bronco looks a little bit impressive, I can't lie about that. The management of Ford has not been as great as GM in comparison. So GM is going to have a stranglehold. And if, like we said last year, when we were talking about the election, if Biden pushes this initiative for the fleet of vehicles in the United States to be EV, he's probably going to do the deal with GM and not Tesla. Thoughts on Shibu? Normally I'll have a salacious take on this and be like, it's trash and it's going to fall in these amount of days. But the thing I will say that will help you the most, and you guys have to realize, like, if I'm attacking an asset class, it doesn't mean that I'm attacking you, because none of us own the asset. Like, I get so tired of us arguing about whether indexes are better versus this versus that. And it's like, you don't own enough of the asset to even argue about it. But the point I want to make is, if you want to make the most amount of money and you have a definitive thesis or idea about why you love an asset, the best thing you can do, especially for highly volatile stocks or currencies or coins, is to hold them for a 10-year period. If you do that, you can hit some pretty amazing home runs. And then maybe next week I'll show you guys, if you invested $1,000 in Bitcoin 10 years ago, what it would be now, and break that down versus a couple of different asset classes. But the best advice I can give you is to hold it for 10 years. Since Bitcoin has went to 28,000 and some change, like I called, shout out to Kristen, we hit 56K. So when we hit these ridiculously yearly lows, and a great homework assignment for you, write this down. Every single month over the last 10 years, there is a percentage drop that occurs in every currency, every asset class. Same with Bitcoin. You probably should write down what they are, and if we have a deep drop based on those percentages. So, like, let's say hypothetically, not saying that this is true, but let's say Bitcoin tends to go down 22% in August on average over 10 years. You should set your entry at 22% from the high of that moment in August to be able to get into a great place into the market and then get some great gains out of the market. And the number one reason why investing is important, because look at this. In 1932, $20 would get you 482 gallons of gas. Now it will get you 7. And if you're driving like a Yukon Denali or, you know, any big SUV, you know, $20 isn't going to stretch very far for you. 675 dozen eggs in 1932. Now you only get 10. And then 2,700 first class stamps. Now it'll only get you 40, but most of you are sending your messages via text and DM. Over the last year, natural gas has shot up 141%. Heating oil has went up 120%. Gasoline has went up 93%. Coffee has went up 79%. And lumber has went up 24%. Remember when lumber was going crazy and people was like stockpiling it, and I told you, hey, this won't last forever. But look at this. Silver and gold. Silver, negative 8%. Gold, negative 8%. Gold and silver are not the hedges that everyone thinks that they are. Same as the bond market. Unless you're much older, and even then I can argue that investing in indexes is a better way to go. But silver and gold are not a hedge that you should partake in if that's what you're truly looking for. Top performing assets of this year, Ethereum is up 383%. Bitcoin is up 90%. NVIDIA is up 59%. Google, which we probably don't talk about enough, but it's up 57%. Microsoft is up 32%. And Twitter is up 13%. Tesla only 11%. But like I said, next year, I think Tesla is going to take off. As of February 2020, Cardano is up 2,880%. And this is why I tell you guys, if there is something that you believe in, you have to hold it. Because the more you trade an asset, that has the chance to go 5 or 6,000%, that time out of the market is going to cost you dearly. You do not want to miss out on those moments. Man, and this is why I love the S&P 500 and why it's a primary anchor in what you should be investing in. Listen, 1%, negative 1% happens every year on average. Negative 5% happens every 1.0 years on average. Negative 15% happens every 2.5 years. Negative 20% happens every 4 years on average, and negative 30% happens every 9 years. The growth, however, is so tremendous that when the market is dropping, like how it is now and last month, when I told you guys, hey, September is one of the months where the market bleeds down anyway. February, September, and October, write that down, is when the market has a tendency to drop. You should be elated. You shouldn't be fearful. So if you're investing in the overall market, and you know these stats, it should take a lot of the fear out of the equation for you. And shout out to my guy Ty, who's here with me right now. But between Facebook, IG going down, Twitch's source code being put on a dark web, and Southwest canceling 1,800 flights, man, there's something tricky going on in the world, and I don't know what it is. It reminds me a lot of when COVID first started to have an effect on the world and everyone was not announcing what it was yet. Please keep your eyes open. And I know it's because part of it is because people are protesting if they have to get the COVID shot. I get that. But when you have such a coordinated event or attack, there is something deeper at play. Please be aware. Please be wise. Please be patient. And I think last week I saw this on EYL's page, and people were talking about Tina Turner selling her catalog for $50 million, and it was a mistake. And I wanted to put this like for business reference. Like, we have to stop throwing around these numbers as if this is not a king's ransom in real life. So if you ever make $50 million in your career, which I hope all of you do, if you make $288,000 a year, you have to realize that is your salary for 173 years. And if you make $1.4 million a year, that is your income or your salary for 34 years in advance. But off of that 50, let's say, what's Tina Turner, 82, 84? Let's say, hypothetically, she puts all of the money into an index or safe ETF. She can make $5 million a year of interest from debt alone. And we have to realize, like, less than 7,000 black people in history have had $50 million of net worth in their possession. And let's be honest, when's the last time you played Tina Turner on Spotify or Apple? Like, most people are quoting the domestic violence cake scene more than a song. So, like, I know everyone wants a hot take and everybody's trying to make their own podcast in the comments, but man, $50 million is a lot of damn money, and congrats to the queen for settling a catalog for that much. I know some people like TV rights and all the back end. She could have got 100. She probably only, God willing, let's say she has 30 more years to live. She wants to enjoy her life. And if it is invested properly, there will be money on the back end for her.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.